We're hearing the popular Repas Band March, performed by the U.S. Air Force Tactical Air Command Band from a Naxos album titled 100 Famous Marches. If we go over to YouTube and scroll through, we find versions of this march played on a 1928 Wurlitzer organ, performed by the Kenosha Pops Concert Band in Wisconsin in July of 2025, by Conway's band on the Victor label on a vintage 78 record, on a 1920 QRS piano roll, and even by young Siyoung Donnelly performing the piece at the Silicon Valley Accordion Club meeting in San Jose, California in 2017. There's even a short video clip of then music director and conductor of the Repas Band itself preparing to close a concert in the park with a few words about the Repas Band march itself, Al Nasinovich. The ensemble's signature tune it is, and its regular closer. He told us there are estimates that the march has been performed over 4 or 5 million times since its debut. What is touching about the video clip is that Maestro Nasinovich cites the setting of the sun to signal to the crowd that it is time to bring the concert to a close. Al Nasinovich became conductor emeritus in 2019, and he passed away in 2023 as the longest-serving conductor of the Repas Band in Williamsport. The Repas Band will celebrate the memory of their much-loved leader, Al Nasinovich, with the premiere of a newly commissioned work by Jeremy Lydecker. The piece is titled Life and Legacy, a tribute to Al Nasinovich, and it will be part of the ensemble's 2026 spring concert at the Community Arts Center, Tuesday, April 7th at 7:30 p.m. The concert is titled Kaleidoscope. Jeffrey Dent is the music director and conductor of the Repas Band now, with Jessica Lewis and Theodore Lentz as assistant conductors. We had a chance to speak by phone with Jeffrey Dent about the history of the Repas Band and the world premiere of the piece composed in honor of the late Al Nasinovich. Introduce our listeners to the historic Repas Band.
Absolutely. And you said it exactly as we now present it. The historic Repas Band was formed in Williamsport, Pennsylvania in 1831. We are currently celebrating our 195th year. And moving forward, we're already in planning stages for 200 years, coming up in 2031. The band has been nationally recognized by the Association of Concert Bands. We have performed all over the place early in the career. The band performed at inaugural parades, state parades, and then also at many of the conventions, the nomination conventions of various presidents coming up. For the 150th year, the band performed at the White House, and we were the Band of the North at Appomattox for the surrender. And we were invited back 250 years later to reenact the surrender again and performed at Appomattox for that special event by the National Park Service. The band performed at the dedication of Grant's tomb in New York City and also was invited back for the 100th anniversary of that, performed there as well. We have performed at the Pennsylvania Music Educators Association, honoring Pennsylvania music educators throughout the state. And we've performed at the Association of Concert Bands, national conventions twice. That's just some of the things we've done.
Jeffrey, how do you account for the longevity? We know there are music-loving people and players in Williamsport. How do you express that?
You use the two magic words, music-loving people. We are a volunteer band. No one is paid. Everything is done for free. Our concerts are all free. And the band is just so historic. And at this point, we have generations who have played in the band. We have parents and their children. We have brothers and sisters who have played in the band. It has become a family tradition for some people. It's become a neighborhood tradition. And one of the things that really is interesting about it, it's also a social event for many of our members because it gets them out with new people, different people, and it's a once-a-week gathering of music-loving people.
And you, how about you? How did you get drawn in?
I played with the band occasionally while I had first moved to the area when I lived in Hughesville. And then when I moved back to the area in the 1990s, I think, yes, the 90s, I was busy teaching, but always encouraged by Gordon Taylor, one of the former assistant directors, to come and play, come and play. And finally, when I moved to the middle school, I had more time, went and played. And I've been doing that for about 25 years now.
This particular concert is a tribute to Al Nasanovich, who was the director for so long. So tell us about him and this remarkable musical tribute.
In 1972, Al became one of the directors of the Repaz Band, and he held that position as a director until he passed in 2023. He was an assistant, then he became the director, and then director emeritus when he retired, giving him that title because he could come back and conduct if he chose to. So he is the longest tenured conductor of the Repaz Band. If you count in emeritus time, it's 51 years. Active, though, as conducting 47 years, more than half his life, he ran the Repaz Band, which is just amazing. Again, we have members who can surpass that. We have members who've been members for 60 years. But this concert is very special. We're going to conclude the concert right before the Repaz Band March, because as you know, that's what we play last, with a very special composition. With the help of the First Community Foundation, we have done the first of our commissions as we head towards year 200. And we have commissioned a work dedicated to Al's memory and all his service and everything he's done. Jeremy Lidecker, who's a Williamsport native and was a student of Al's when he was in middle school and high school, and just a close family friend of them as well. Throughout his entire life, Jeremy is our first commission composer. The Life and Legacy is what he titled his composition. And it's just a wonderful piece. I get weepy just listening to it at band rehearsal. And the band members often say, "You don't look up at us." I said, "I can't." I said, "I have to keep my head down because when I make eye contact with you, I'm just going to start to cry." But the piece just takes Jeremy and Al through all of their meetings and everything about him. He talks about his lessons, where they were. They were at Al's home, which is on Sawmill Road, Transu, which was the building that Al first taught in. Obviously, the Repaz Band is represented in the composition. Getson is represented just because that was the flugelhorn that Al played and he gave to Jeremy as Jeremy went away to school. Side note to that, that flugelhorn has now been returned to Repaz Band and it will be used in the concert for the flugelhorn solo in Life and Legacy. When it was handed to me at the first reading of the piece, I didn't know what to say. I just stood there with it in my hands because it was like holding him again. And what's so touching about it is the music represents Al's life and Alice's life, their home, their teaching, the band, their love of music. And it concludes with just a short snippet dedicated to Alice herself, Mrs. Nasanovich.
Where and what is Jeremy doing now in his life?
Jeremy now lives in Malaga, Spain, and he is a composer and he runs a composition school and academy for European composers and new composers. And he teaches them all about composition. And he really focuses a lot on writing symphonic music for films and that type music.
And he was shaped in his musical life then by Al Nasanovich and his experience here.
Yes. And Jeremy's parents both are music educators. I taught at Loyal Sock. They taught Jeremy. As a matter of fact, I went to school with both Bob and Agena. We're all Mansfield graduates, yes.
You always put together terrific programs, Jeff, but this is an intriguing one.
Well, when we put together the program, the three directors, we talked about a theme or something to connect all of the music together because it makes it not only more interesting for our performers, but for the audience to follow along and see something, a thread that connects things. So we talked about kaleidoscope. and all the colors that are available in the kaleidoscope. So we're opening the concert with Aurora Borealis, a great piece by Rossano Galante. We played it about 7 or 8 years ago and brought it back because musically it portrays so many colors. It's bright, it's sparkling, it's a great opener. We're doing, of course, a Sousa March, and Sousa wrote the White Rose March for the city of York in Pennsylvania. And then Jessica is doing a contemporary piece called Colors. And in the colors, she's going to explore amber, sapphire, ivy, and each of those portrays a different musical mood and musical expression. So it's very interesting. And they're short 1 minute to 2 minute little musical clips to represent those colors. And then she's going to conclude her section with a piece that was composed to represent Red Rock Mountain in Luzerne County. The state park is right there. So it represents the Red Rock Mountain. And it's, again, a very majestic type overture piece. We follow that with a Henry Fillmore March, The Orange Bowl, which was written for a band that was going to perform in the Orange Bowl Parade.
Fillmore, was he a trombonist? What was he?
Yes, he was. And he wrote many circus pieces, just like Carl King. So they were well represented with circus music and very energetic marches. And this is a great... You'll just tap your toes during the whole Orange Bowl March. It's great. The next piece is the Red Tower, which represents the painting of the Red Tower. And it's very interesting. It's a contemporary piece, but at the same time, it has some really interesting connections and some really unique sounds throughout the entire piece. And luckily, because it's based on a painting, we'll project the image of the painting behind the band as we're performing the Red Tower. People can feel that Red Tower in that picture at the same time.
De Chirico is so haunting.
Yes. Next is a piece based on the artwork of Georgia O'Keeffe, and it's called The Blue and Green Music that she painted. And Sam Hazo, who is a Pennsylvania composer from out near Pittsburgh, wrote a piece called Blue and Green Music, and it represents the same thing, the colors and the feeling and the mood of blue and green. It's a very lush and beautiful, long, extended phrases, and just some really pretty colors within that musically. And then you'll be able to see the blue-green painting behind us as well. We follow that with a Carl King March with the Purple Pageant. And that was composed by Carl King in honor of the Northwestern University Band, who had purple uniforms because that's their school color. So the purple pageant represents the final color that we're presenting at that point. And then we're going to perform Life and Legacy, the tribute piece. And at the same time, this is the same concert, we recognize a senior member of each band in Lycoming County and present them with a senior award. And they'll join us then for the final selection, the Repads Band March, and they'll get to play with us. And perhaps they want to join us for the summer concert series because they might be around to do that. And several people have. And we have some members who are former award winners playing with us right now.
The tradition goes on. Well, tell us the particulars, Jeff.
Our concert is April 7th at the Williamsport Community Arts Center on 4th Street in downtown Williamsport. Admission is free. It starts at 7:30. It should last about 90 minutes with some of the speaking and the introductions and everything. Our solo level concert sponsor is Lycoming Engines, again, for this concert. And we will do a brief version of the Lycoming Engine March by John Hazel, another Williamsport composer, to open the concert before the Star Spangled Banner. In recognition of Lycoming Engines being our solo level concert sponsor. As I say, the historic Repads Band performing in the historic Community Arts Center in Williamsport. They've recently celebrated their 100th year. We're approaching our 200th year. It's a great match and a great facility to perform in. And people love to come to the Community Arts Center. And it's a free concert. It's open to anybody and everybody. No tickets are involved.
What happens to a commissioned piece like Life and Legacy after you give the premiere?
It is then published, and it'll be published with the dedication, and then it's available for purchase for any band throughout the world. But we are the first to get to play it.
Will you be able to record it and send it to Jeremy so he can hear your performance?
He heard little snippets of the very first reading of it, the very first night we read through it, which was just a month ago. One of his friends was there, Walt Straighton from Williamsport, who recorded little bits and pieces and sent them to Jeremy that night. But he will get a recording of the entire piece from the concert, yes. Yep. He will be there at least in thoughts and thinking of us at that point, I'm sure.
There's a lovely photo of Jeremy and Al sort of arm in arm.
Yes, and that was at Al's last concert. Jeremy was a surprise audience member that night. No one knew he was there until he came up to greet Al at the end of the concert. The picture at the bottom is their home in Cogan Station, where Jeremy would go for lessons. That whole page is a dedication from Jeremy. It's the second page of the score, and that'll be printed in our program for the entire audience to read through and understand what the music is all about. It's important that they know the whole story of that piece, and they can read it before the concert.
Jeffrey Dent, who is the music director and conductor of the historic Repads Band, speaking with us in anticipation of the 2026 Spring Concert at the Community Arts Center on Tuesday, April 7th at 7:30 p.m. The title of the concert is Kaleidoscope, and the highlight will be the world premiere of Life and Legacy, a tribute to Al Nasanovich, that was commissioned by the ensemble to honor its longtime music director, and conductor Al Nasinovich, and it is a work that was composed by Jeremy Leidecker. Now, Jeremy Leidecker is in Malaga in Spain, where he teaches composition, and he's a specialist in many areas, and his love and longtime respect for his teacher, probably words wouldn't do justice to how deeply he feels about Al Nasinovich and his wife. And so we'll be able to hear that in the Life and Legacy, a tribute to Al Nasinovich, the premiere of that piece. And that's at the Spring Concert Kaleidoscope. It's at the Community Arts Center, Tuesday, April 7th at 7:30 p.m. And Jeffrey Dent will lead the performance. If you need more information, on the web, repassband.org. And repass is R-E-P-A-S-Z. That's Kaleidoscope, Tuesday, April 7th at 7:30 p.m., and that's at the Community Arts Center in downtown Williamsport. The program will start at 7:30, as we suggest, and if you need more information, it's repassband.org, R-E-P-A-S-Z, band.org. A recording from the website of the Repass Band of the band's performance, one of their many, many performances of the Repass Band March, their signature tune. And we have a chance to hear it again and celebrate with them the august history of this ensemble, founded in 1831.